ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16, entitled King Chitraketu Meets the Lord. We are reading text number 27, 28 and 29. I will read the sloka and translation for 27 and 28, then we'll recite 29. Chitraketustutam vidyam yata narada bhashitam dharayamasa saptaham abhakshah susamahitah. Fasting and drinking only water, Chitraketu for 1 week continuously chanted with great care and attention the mantra given by Narada Muni. Tatasa sapta ratrante vidyaya daryamanaya vidyadara vipatyam cha lebe pratihatam nrupa. O King Parikshit, after only 1 week of repeatedly practicing the mantra received from the spiritual master, Chitraketu achieved the rule of the planet of the Vidyadharas as an immediate product of his spiritual advancement in knowledge. Purport by Prabhupada. If a devotee, after being initiated, adheres rigidly to the instructions of the spiritual master, he is naturally endowed with the material opulences of Vidyadhara Adhipatyam and similar posts as byproducts. A devotee need not practice yoga, karma or jnana to achieve a successful result. Devotional service alone is competent to award a devotee all material power. A pure devotee, however, is never attached to material power, although he gets it very easily without personal endeavor. Chitraketu received this side benefit of his devotional service, which he rigidly performed in accordance with the instructions of Narada. Text 29. Please repeat. Tataha katipaya hahobihi vidyaya yiddha managatihi jagama deva devasya seshasya charanantikam. Tata kati payaho bhi vidya yadda manogatihi jagama deva devasya Seshasya saranantikam. తతకతిపయాహోభి విద్యయద్ద మనోగతి జగామదేవ దేవస్య శేషస్య శరణాంతికం తతకతిపయాహోభి విద్యయద్ద మనోగతి జగామదేవ దేవస్య శేషస్య శరణాంతికం తత కతిపయాహోభి విద్యయద్ద మనోగతి జగామదేవ దేవస్య శేషస్య శరణాంతికం. తతకతిపయాహోభి విద్యయద్ద మనోగతిః విద్యయద్దమనోగతిః జగామదేవ దేవస్య శేషస్య శరణాంతికం తతకతిపయాహోభి విద్యయద్దమనోగతిః జగామదేవ దేవస్య శేషస్య శరణాంతికం తతకతిపయాహోభి విద్యయద్దమనోగతిః జగామదేవ దేవస్య శేషస్య శరణాంతికం తతకతిపయాహోభి విద్యయద్ద మనోగతిః గామదేవ దేవస్య మాతాజీ తతకతిపయాహోభి విద్యయద్ద మనోగతిః దేవస్య శేషస్య శరణాంతికం. వట్ వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ తతః దేర్ ఆఫ్టర్ కతిపయ అహోభి విత్ ఇన్ ఎ ఫ్యూ డేస్ విద్యయా బై ద స్పిరిచువల్ మంత్ర ఇద్ద మనగతి the course of his mind being enlightened jagama went deva devasya of the master of all other lords or demigods sesasya lord sesha charanantikam to the shelter of the lotus feet. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Thereafter, within a few days, by the influence of the mantra that Chitraketu had practiced, his mind became increasingly enlightened in spiritual progress and he attained shelter at the lotus feet of Ananta Deva. Please repeat responsibly. Thereafter, within a few days, by the influence of the mantra that Chitraketu had practiced, his mind became increasingly enlightened in spiritual progress and he attained shelter at the lotus feet of Ananta Deva, purported by His divine grace. A devotee's ultimate achievement is to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord in any one of the planets in the spiritual sky. As a result of rigid execution of devotional service, a devotee receives all material opulences if these are required. Otherwise, the devotee is not interested in material opulences, nor does the Supreme Lord award them. When a devotee is actually engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, his apparently material opulences are not material. They are all spiritual. For example, if a devotee spends money to construct a beautiful and costly temple, the construction is not material but spiritual. Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe Yuktam Vairagya Muchate. A devotee's mind is never diverted to the material side of the temple. The bricks, stone, and wood used in the construction of the temple are spiritual, just as the deity, although made of stone, is not stone, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. The more one advances in spiritual consciousness, the more he can understand the elements of devotional service. Nothing in devotional service is material. Everything is spiritual. Consequently, a devotee is awarded so-called material opulence for spiritual advancement. This opulence is an aid to help the devotee advance towards the spiritual kingdom. Thus, Maharaj Chitraketu remained in the material opulence as a Vidyadharapati, master of the Vidyadharas. And by executing devotional service, he became perfect within a few days and returned home back to Godhead, taking shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Shesha, Ananta. A karmi's material opulence and a devotee's material opulence are not on the same level. Srila Madhvacharya comments in this way. Anyantaran arya minam vishnum upasyanya samipaga bhaved yogyataya tasya padam va prapnuya naraha. By worshipping Lord Vishnu, one can get whatever he desires, but a pure devotee never asks Lord Vishnu for any material profit. Instead, he serves Lord Vishnu without material desires and is therefore ultimately transferred to the spiritual kingdom. In this regard, Srila Veera Raghava Acharya comments, Yateshta Gatir Yiti Artaha. By worshipping Vishnu, a devotee can get whatever he likes. Maharaj Chitraketu wanted only to return home, back to Godhead, and therefore he achieved success in that way. Om Ajnanatim Randasya Jnanan Janasalakaya Sakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yatkrupatam Aham Bande Sri Gurundina Tarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Krupa Sindubhye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanda Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunnavadi Pastachade Satarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described how Narada Muni, by his mystic power, brought back life of the dead child of Chitraketu, and he made him speak on the truth of spiritual nature and the temporary nature of material relations to his own father and mother, and by hearing the transcendental knowledge, Chitraketu was completely enlightened. And thereafter, Narada Muni, seeing that Chitraketu is matured enough to take to the Krishna conscious process, gave the Mahavidya mantra in glorification of Lord Ananta, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in these slokas from 27 to 30, it is described how Chitraketu took this process so seriously that he was fasting and drinking only water and chanting this mantra given by his spiritual master, Narada Muni, with great care and attention for 1 week continuously. 1 week. Exactly like Parikshit Maharaj, with great attention, he was listening to Srimad Bhagavatam for 1 week. He was also not taking any... he was not even taking water. Here he was taking little water. With great attention, he was chanting this mantra. And immediately, he was endowed with the position of Vidyadharapati. Vidyadharas are heavenly personalities, heavenly planet, Vidyadhara Loka. So he became the master of, master of that planet. He became the master of the Vidyadharas. Within 1 week he was given the, this is the immediate byproduct, Prabhupada writes. This is the immediate byproduct of somebody practicing Krishna consciousness very seriously. Within 1 week. And it is further stated, thereafter, he became Vidyadharapati, thereafter, within few days, say another 2-3 days, it's not another week also, it's another 2-3 days, by the influence of the mantra that Chitraketu was chanting, Sri Sri Radha Ras Vihari Ji ki, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. After just 2-3 days, by the power of the mantra he was chanting, he was enlightened in spiritual progress and attained the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Ananta. So, 7 days plus 3 days. So in 10 days, he perfected his spiritual practice. Ready to go back home, back to Godhead. So, what he did is, he was chanting attentively with great care. He was handling the mantra carefully. Handling something carefully means if you give some material which is very useless, you don't really take care. You just handle it very casually. But if suppose somebody gives something very valuable, suppose some gems, diamond, he won't just carry it. He will pack it nicely, make sure that it is not dropped, put it in the pocket, not here, maybe here, if you are traveling in the train. Very carefully you will carry. You can't just carry casually. So with great care and attention he was chanting the mantra, and that has resulted him in achieving the result of going back home, back to God, in 10 days only. So, that is the power of the transcendental holy names of the Lord. You have to know that it was not even Kali Yuga where chanting the mantra is the Yuga Dharma. Previous Yuga. Still, because of the blessings of Narada Muni, Narada Muni has prepared him, because he was so much lamenting for the death of his son. So he didn't immediately give, but he was given first the basic knowledge through his dead son only, talking about the permanent nature of spirit soul and temporary nature of the material body and its relations. So he prepared him first. Then when he gave him, he was completely absorbed in doing the Krishna conscious practice of chanting the holy names. So in this way, here it is described how Chitraketu achieved the perfection, like Parikshit Maharaj achieved the perfection simply by hearing Bhagavad Katha for 7 days. He was ready back home, back to Godhead. Here Chitraketu is another example. 3 more days, 10 days only. Chanting the mantra, he achieved the shelter of lotus feet of Krishna. Sometimes devotees complain, I am chanting for so many years actually. Not years, sometimes so many decades. Forget about going back to Godhead, I didn't even get the post of Vidyadhara. Here first he was made a Vidyadhara Pati. Vidyadhara Pati to chodne ka. Nobody made me any, post is not given to me. मेरे को कोई एचओडी नहीं बनाया, काउंसिल मेंबर नहीं बनाया, टेंपल प्रेसिडेंट नहीं बनाया, जीबीसी नहीं बनाया. आई एम चैंटिंग फॉर 30 इयर्स प्रभु, व्हाट डू यू थिंक, 30 इयर्स आई एम चैंटिंग एंड नथिंग इज हैपनिंग, समथिंग इज रॉन्ग. यस, समथिंग इज रॉन्ग एक्चुअली. विथ व्हाट इज द क्वेश्चन? नथिंग इज रॉन्ग विथ द मंत्र. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is most powerful actually. Most powerful than any other mantra. It is more powerful than what Chitraketu was chanting the mantra given by Narada Muni. This is Yuga Dharma. Most powerful. Most powerful. But still, nothing is coming. It appears that nothing is happening. So we have to analyze what is wrong actually. Yes, something is wrong. What is wrong is, either it could be with the mantra, the process, or it could be something wrong with the executing the process. How one is executing. Here, it is mentioned that Chitraketu, after receiving this mantra, he was very, very attentive in chanting. He was not thinking about now, he is about the entire kingdom, his wives, his dead son. The son was dead, just dead. He went to cremate and cremation is done. Right after that the mantra is given. He didn't even wait for some other day. It is given. It just something happened. He had only one son and that son died prematurely. And he was so much lamenting, and then he was given the spiritual knowledge and he cremated and he forgot everything. He didn't worry about his anything. Completely in his mind, ekeha kurunandana, there is only one thing, that was only chanting this mantra. Nothing else. So we have to see whether we will be able to do that. Okay, we have got this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and we also recite various offenses while chanting the holy names of the Lord, isn't it? We also say we should chant attentively. It is also offensive to chant inattentively, isn't it? So we have to see all these criteria are getting executed by us. If one can chant offenselessly and attentively these holy names, it may not even require 7 days or 10 days. It can be an instantaneous process also. But we are not able to do it. That is the problem. The consciousness is so much contaminated due to so many unwanted things, anarthas, over millions and trillions of lifetimes accumulated, very thick layer of contamination covering the consciousness. And unless this covering is cleansed, contamination is cleansed, there is no way of actually getting an idea of how powerful this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is. It is like a sun. Sun is very powerful, you can see the sunlight. But on a monsoon day with clouds covering the entire sky, you may not even know the sunlight's power. Completely covered. Thick cloud, thick layer of cloud, rain cloud. Completely from east to west to north to south, all directions, if it is covered, you may not see the sunlight's power. Power is there. It's only temporarily covered from our vision. The same way, this contamination, which is accumulated over millions and trillions of lifetimes, our desires, unfulfilled desire, I want to become this, I want to become that, not fulfilled, that is stored. So many kinds of desires, unfulfilled. When will I get? So much contamination. As long as those contaminations are active, there is no question of we getting a taste of the holy name. So, by sincerely and seriously taking the process of Krishna consciousness and chanting the holy names of Krishna attentively and offenselessly, one can definitely, this is not, even though it looks like insurmountable, everything, how am I going to clean up something which is accumulated for millions and trillions of lifetimes? It's a very difficult task at hand, looks like. But the power of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is so much so that without any difficulty it can be cleansed. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's why says, Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam. Cheto Darpana Maha, consciousness. Cleansing the consciousness is the most important task at hand. Central to our devotional service. So many things we can do. The central to it is chanting the holy names of the Lord. Most important activity. So, if this chanting is done very nicely, then one can overcome the impulses of the mind and senses. We chant Bhagavatam, Nashta Praya Sabhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Devotional service. All day. Always. Nashta Praya Sabhadreshu Abhadra. Abhadra is inauspicious. Inauspicious things, the contamination within the heart, all the inauspicious things, it all will be cleansed. Then, when the cleansing process happens, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Tada rajas tamo bhavas, kama lobadayas chaye, cheta yetair anaviddham, stitam satve prasidati. So this consciousness, mind and consciousness, they get affected by our own material desire. When we are interacting with the material objects, we just get attracted to the various kinds of desires of enjoying them. That propensity to enjoy results in actually getting greed and getting lusty, all kama, loba, moha, mada, matsarya. These are all sometimes called associates of mind, enemies of mind, because these are the one which is pulling the mind towards performing different activities. By doing all these material things, one gets entangled more and more. So when one is engaged in Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, what happens? He doesn't get affected by all this, kama, loba. And then the consciousness becomes free from that. Very important. Unless one is free from all these things, then positively one cannot be engaged. If all the time the senses are pulling a person towards sense gratification. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna gives an analogy how the senses are like venomous serpents. Cobra. If the cobra bites a person, finished. So much venom, so much poison, venomous serpent. Not one cobra, five cobras, five senses. But a devotee who is under the shelter of the spiritual master, executing the process of Krishna consciousness under the guidance of the spiritual master, is compared to an expert snake charmer. Snakes may be very dangerous, very powerful, so much venom. But if a charmer is expert, he knows how to make the snake to dance to his tunes. Snake, he plays on the, his musical instrument. And then as he plays, snake is going like this. He is very powerful to bite, but he's not biting, he's dancing. And if the charmer is expert, he can just catch it. And then he may not be bitten by the snake. A devotee who is executing the process of devotional service under the instruction of the spiritual master, carefully, cautiously, attentively chanting, etc., 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 he can handle these venomous snakes, the serpents, the senses. Even though they are venomous, he knows how to handle them. But a charmer may be very expert, but he has to be attentive always. When he is in front of the snakes playing on the musical instrument, his mind has to be completely attentive to the senses. He can't think that what will be the prasadam, Paneer Sabji will be there or not today. Even if one moment your attention is on something else, immediately the snake will bite you, finish. Everything is finished. Nothing. There is no second chance actually. Even a momentary inattention to the process can cause a great disaster in one's devotional service. Even a moment's inattentiveness can cause a great disaster. We are going to read Chitraketu in the coming chapters. He actually now, we are discussing about, he has achieved the lotus feet of Lord Ananta. And it is perfection of devotional service. He is ready to go back home, back to Godhead actually. So nothing else he needs. But we are going to read how, when he was traveling on the plane and he is going to make an offense, it's just one offense, just laughing, just laugh. Anybody laughs anywhere, Just laughing once, delayed his going back home, back to Godhead for one more lifetime. We have read previously how Bharata Maharaj, little inattentiveness, not being very careful in performing the devotional service, little bit casually doing, he has to be delayed for a few more lifetimes. So the senses are so venomous that even a person little bit become inattentive, it can actually derail the person's journey back home, back to Godhead. So, a devotee has to be always careful in executing the process of devotional service, in handling the senses. Lord Krishna also gives an example how, another example, wonderful example of tortoise. Tortoise actually has got limbs. When he has to swim in the water, he will extend his limbs and do all the kind of thing. But if he is on the land, somebody is going to come and attack, he may actually withdraw all the limbs and look, only the shell will be looking outside. He will see only the shell. Somebody will think that, what is the shell? Chalo. But it has withdrawn the limbs. So Lord Krishna explains how a devotee who is expert in executing devotional service, expert in handling his senses, when he requires to engage them in service of Krishna, he then uses it, like extending the limbs, he uses it. Prabhupada gives the example how a devotee may actually engage in different kinds of activities, which may actually look like any other material activity outside. But then, he does it only for Krishna. On the other hand, if the activity is for his own benefit, if it is for sense gratification, he just withdraws it like a tortoise withdrawing the senses, limbs. So in this way, if one can very carefully the handling the senses, handling the mind, handling the process of Krishna consciousness itself, if one can actually do it with great care and caution, there is no problem at all. Problem is actually created by us, imposed upon us, then complaining about us, saying that nothing is happening. I'm chanting for so long, nothing is happening. Why it will not happen? It should happen. So, handling the senses and mind is one of the very, very important tasks in one's Krishna conscious journey. And if that handling is done properly, the journey is going to be smooth. If not, it's not going to be so smooth. Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna also gives another example. Even a boat can be actually taken away by a wind, you know. Wind can sweep away the boat to some direction. You want to go in one direction, if the wind is in another direction, it can take you into different location. If you want to go to India, you may land up in America actually. It's a powerful wind taking the other side. Even if one is not careful in handling one of the senses, even that can carry away a person away from the goal, desired goal. It's quite possible. So, Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport how a devotee who is an expert in handling the senses, he actually does it with the proper understanding of what is true renunciation and what is false renunciation. Prabhupada quotes in the purport, anasaktaksha vishayan yatarham upayunjitah nirbande krishna sambande yuktam vairagyam uchyate. A true renunciation is that you see how any object can be engaged in service of Krishna. Suppose you get some opportunity, it may be looking like a material opportunity for an outside person. If a person thinks that that opportunity is actually going to help you to advance in Krishna consciousness, a devotee immediately catches up. On the other hand, if he sees that certain things are not going to help him to advance in Krishna consciousness, he doesn't engage. That is the power of discrimination. Prabhupada writes in the purport, as a byproduct of one's execution in Krishna consciousness, sometimes Krishna may give some material opulence also, like Chitraketu was made Vidyadharapati. But a devotee knows very well how to handle that opulence, a material thing. Prabhupada writes, a devotee may even build a very expensive temple, costly temple, like this palace for Radha Ras Bihari. Krishna may send money. Money may come, but he is always thinking how to engage that money in service of Krishna. If one can always think how to engage the money in service of Krishna, there is no problem for Krishna sending the money. Krishna is not sending most of the time because he thinks that he may not handle it properly. But then if he doesn't send, don't complain about Krishna. Complain about yourself, your unfortunate situation of not being able to handle the money. Not that Krishna doesn't have money. Krishna can give unlimitedly. If Krishna keeps giving, we may not even be able to handle it actually. Even in his service, if he gives so much, one day he gives the whole planet, what do you do with the whole planet? You know, you can't even manage one department, one temple, no? If you have to manage the whole planet, what do you do? Whole universe? Suppose he says, chalo, ye tumhara universe hai, kya karega? Can we handle? Can we handle one universe? It's a big headache for Brahma with four heads actually. And with one head and also imperfect head, what can we do with it actually? If Krishna can give, the conditioned soul cannot even handle what he can give actually. So Krishna is thinking, theek hai, kitna handle karega, utna hi deta hai. To kitna aaya, tantu santusht rehne ka bas. No complaints. So, here, Prabhupada also quotes Madhvacharya saying that by worshipping Lord Vishnu, one can get whatever he desires. One may wonder, okay, I'll chant Hare Krishna. And I will desire to become Indra. So if I desire whatever, I should get it. Krishna is also seeing at our situation that we want to chant Hare Krishna. After all, anybody who has come to Krishna consciousness, he had some faith that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am His servant. I am not this body. I am spirit soul. I am Krishna's servant. In the very beginning, anybody comes in touch with Krishna, he is very fired up. Oh, I am spirit soul. Krishna is God. I am going to go back to Godhead. Fired up in the beginning, right? First time you know that Krishna is God. Oh, really? Oh, I am not this body. I am soul. Wow. I am charged. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, I can go back to God. Wow, I got it now. Chalo. 10 days. Chitraketu, 10 days back home, back to God. 10 days. What? Theek hai, aur do teen din hamara ho sakta hai. 10 years. So, in the course of performing devotional service, when a devotee, in the beginning, very beginning, he knows everything perfectly. While executing, then, you know, complacent. You know, I already got the process. I already know what to do. This is our topmost process. I am going to go back to Godhead. Then, it is not that because you have this great transcendental knowledge, the senses are going to sleep. Still you have the body. Still you have the senses. Still you have the mind. They are acting. So, when the senses are slowly taking away the person from the actual goal of going back home, back to Godhead, then other material desires creep in. Especially when a devotee is not attentive in his Krishna conscious pratada, inattentive chanting. Here it is said, He was attentively chanting. Suppose somebody is inattentively chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh yes, Valamala. We're not going to go anywhere. And this inattentive chanting will lead a person towards other material desires. Kama, Loba. All these things. They again take you away. The senses are sitting like a serpent's. Yeah, we said that a snake charmer, even for a moment, if he is inattentive, finish. And most of the time we are inattentive only. Sometimes we may be attentive. What will happen to the serpents? Again and again they are biting repeatedly. One is not focused on his the central goal in life. ठीक है वो तो हो जाएगा ना थोड़ा कुछ दूसरा भी कर देंगे this also let me get that also when such a situation happened then Krishna is not going to give material opulences. He knows that it is not good for his Krishna conscious progress. Already he is deviated, so where's the question of making him Indra then? If he wants, he can making Indra somebody is a very insignificant service for Krishna. It may look very big thing for a conditioned soul actually. Oh, Indra, one guy. For Krishna to make somebody Indra, is exactly like, the Prime Minister of India recommending somebody for a post of a peon. To get a post of peon, you don't go to the Prime Minister's office, can you give a recommendation to become peon? Kidhar bhi peon ban sakta hai. Iske liye kya Prime Minister ko recommendation lagega? It's such an insignificant thing. You may want to become Indra. Krishna is not giving vigor. Are bhai, he already bigad gaya tum, aur kitna bigadega? After chanting Hare Krishna only, you are in this situation. There you may not even chant Hare Krishna, what will happen? Either to kam sa kam chanting the garati ka idari rao. At least you'll be chanting Hare Krishna, even if it is inattentively. One fine day you'll get some slap from material nature. You may become attentive. It may happen. At least it may happen here. Udda to hone wala hi nahi hai. Aur bigad jayega. So, Madhvacharya says here that anything one decides it can give because it is kalpa vriksha, no, it can give. But Krishna is purposefully not giving certain things which is not good for our Krishna consciousness. Krishna is not giving. No, not required. Exactly like a very careful mother, she is not going to give something which is harming a child, going to harm the child. She is not going to give. You can't say for that matter the mother is not merciful. She is cruel. Why she will give a knife to the child and the child will cut the hand? Why she will give? So in this way, Srila Prabhupada also quotes Veera Raghava Acharya, the Acharya from Sri Vaishnavism. So, Prabhupada quotes Veera Raghava Acharya, who also says, Yata ishta, yateshta gathir, iti artaha. By worshipping Vishnu, a devotee can get whatever he likes. But a true devotee wants to become servant of Krishna. A true devotee wants to dedicate his life for Krishna. When he desires that, then Krishna makes all the opportunities. He sends his pure devotee. He sends the transcendental knowledge. He gives an opportunity for a person to practice devotional service. So in this way, by sincerely and seriously practicing Krishna consciousness, one actually achieves. If one desires to go back home, back to Godhead, it is definitely possible by sincerely executing the devotional practice. But one has to know that it has to be done with utmost care and attention, exactly like Chitraketu. So, by simply chanting the holy names of Krishna, attentively, one can actually go back home, back to Godhead. So Prabhupada, when he went to the West, so the Westerners were so much absorbed in material way of life, they became devotees. And Prabhupada, they were ready for initiation. So then they asked what is to be done. Prabhupada said, yeah, please you chant Hare Krishna. Okay, no problem. How long we should chant? 64 rounds only. 64? Bhapre? 64? No, not possible. Prabhupada, because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said 64 rounds you chant. And before you start chanting, get up in the morning, then take your shoes, chappal, beat the mind with 100 times only. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, early morning, you beat the mind. Why you have to beat mind? As soon as you get up, it starts giving ideas how to do things, you know. Maro, chupro. I am going to chant Hare Krishna, chupranaka. 100 times you beat the mind with shoes, chappal. Okay? Then you keep chanting Hare Krishna all day, 64 rounds. If you are not chanting 64 rounds, you are fallen. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, 64 rounds karna, acha theek hai. 64 rounds kiya. Practically what? All day you'll be chanting Hare Krishna. And then you are going to go to the bed. Then what you should do? Kya karna hai? Special treatment dena padega. You take the broomstick. Jhadu. Cleaning is getting very important, you know, active, no? Cleaning. Swachh man. Swachh man ko rakhna hai. Swachh man yojana. So take the broomstick, beat the mind of the broomstick, you know, 100 times. Kyun? Are to sone ke liye ja raha hai. When I am going to sleep, don't bring bad thoughts to me. Mara isko. Chup rehne ka. Main sone ke samay bhi kuch disturb nahi karne ka mere ko. Let the thoughts of Krishna come. Let the thoughts of, you know, my Krishna consciousness come. Don't bring the material thing. Beat. You can see, these shoes and broom, they are very humble servants. They are actually serving us actually. So if you are wearing the chappal, if you are walking on some dirty thing, the chappal gets dirty and you don't get dirty. It helps you. So it is a very humble position to be a chappal. So you beat with that chappal the mind so that you become humble like this chappal. You become humble like this. And broomstick, it cleanses. It cleanses, no, you clean the floor, floor becomes clean, you become very happy. You don't get dirty. Removing the dirt. So, you beat. Your mind, you are so contaminated. I am beating with the broom so that something will be, you know, falling away. You know, so thick layer of, you know, contamination covering the consciousness. At least something will go away. Beat. Sometimes you beat something, you know, something removes. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati say you beat with the shoes and the broomstick every day 100 times. So, when Prabhupada said you chant 64 rounds, no, this is difficult. Then 32 rounds, aur bhi muskil hai. 16, nothing less. Yeah. If one can chant actually all day, then nothing else he needs to do. Haridas Thakur. How many rounds? Huh? Kitna round hai? Kitna round? Huh? Kitna? 116. Kaisa? Kya isaf hai? 3 lakh names, you know. See, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is very merciful. He didn't give 3 lakhs, only 1 lakh. He 1/3 kiya. Prabhupada is more merciful. If one can chant actually, Kirtanaya Sadahari. Kirtaniya Sadahari, then nothing else, you know, all day chanting. Nobody went to Haridas Thakur and they didn't say that, you didn't do something, you know, why don't you lift this, why don't, no. Chanting all day. If somebody can chant all day without being disturbed, without fully self-satisfied. Nothing else he needs to do. Just chant. Because we cannot chant all day, then we have to do other things. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, okay, 64 rounds. That makes what? You know, 8 hours. Baki bhi kuch karna padega. Aisa nahi hai. Wo bhi pura din nahi lena chahiye. So if it is only 16 rounds, it is only 2 hours job. So Prabhupada thought that Kali Yuga, our mind is so flickering, he wants to do variety. We want variety. No, same thing if you get bored. Okay, roj roj wahi karna padega. Phir kya? Chanting kya? Alag alag chanting karega? Ek hi to karna padega? Okay, you chant Hare Krishna, then Prabhupada engaged all the devotees in different act. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavata Seva can be anything. You reading Bhagavatam, hearing Bhagavatam, distributing Bhagavatam. Temple, Prabhupada writes, even though a person may be involved in making building and temple, dealing with money, dealing with bricks and cement and steel, still he may not be affected anyway because he is completely thinking that what is the goal of doing all those activities? Serving Lord Krishna. Prabhupada said, theek hai, go, do this. Chant Hare Krishna, 16 rounds is okay. Then you go for distributing books. Whole day you do that. Yeah, I like doing whole day book distribution. Oh, very nice, go do it. Something you have to do. So, Prabhupada could see that how to engage different people in different... Everybody is not same actually. Different people have different kinds of tendencies and you know propensities. So Prabhupada made, he translated all these wonderful books and he knows that, when people read this book, they will become Krishna conscious. So that is a way to make people in the whole world Krishna conscious. So he said, okay, go and distribute book. So people are distributing books, people are constructing temple, they are worshipping the deity and so many, sorry, they all are also part of devotional service, purificatory process. Every activity, if it is done with sincerity, that can purify. Simply chanting, simply by hearing, there are 9 processes of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Simply by Shravanam, one can become perfect also. If he does it, 100% pure. Somebody who cannot do anything 100% pure, he can do so many things and hoping that somehow or other we can keep purifying ourselves so that one fine day we can be doing things in a purified state. So in this way, Prabhupada translated so many books and made devotees to distribute book. So now, this month is the marathon month. Ideally speaking, one can be thinking always how to distribute book, you know. It may be thinking that it may look like, like Prabhupada explained, it may look like a salesman of a publishing company trying to increase his sales. There are so many companies who are publishing, books. They also think about how to increase the sale, Give some attractive title, give some spicy, abstract from it. So people will buy. They are having some salesman, mentality to how to increase. And devotees are also thinking how to actually increase book distribution. It may look like same, but it is not same. As long as your goal is to distribute book and please Srila Prabhupada, please Lord Krishna, no problem. But then, even while doing that activity, one should not be contaminated with manipulation, how to manipulate it. How to get more books, how to get this from here, give there, and either there guma guma ki mera score upar kaisa aega. It is a transcendental activity with a material tinge in it. That doesn't give the full benefit. Some benefit, definitely, something. It is better than doing nothing. But then one has to know, how can we overcome that also in progress? If the final goal is in our mind. It is bad, but how to overcome that? How to overcome? You have to overcome. If you don't overcome, no way of going back home, back to Godhead. Going back to Godhead means complete purification of consciousness. As long as even a small tinge of material enjoyment is there, it's not possible to go back home, back to Godhead. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada has given us a wonderful opportunity of practicing Krishna consciousness, and in this month especially, marathon month, distributing as many books as possible, so that so many people can come to Krishna consciousness. So many souls who are drowning in the material world, like Chitra Ketu, he was so much lamenting. He just came out of that simply because of the mercy of Narada Muni. The same way, Srila Prabhupada is so merciful that he is giving an opportunity for us to distribute the book so that we can get purified. He is giving an opportunity for the conditioned soul who are in the material world drowning, an opportunity for them to get Krishna consciousness and get purified. So in this way, when we sincerely and seriously engage in the practice of Krishna consciousness, it is assured fact that one's consciousness can be purified and can very much go back home, back to Godhead, in the way Lord Ananta's shelter was taken by Chitraketu, who actually could do it in 10 days of time. Remember this, 10 days of time, what was done by Chitraketu, at least one should try to do it in this lifetime. Not 10 lifetimes, at least this lifetime. So in that way, if we are sincerely and seriously engaged, Lord Krishna will be merciful to take us back home, back to Godhead. Stop here. Is there any question or comments?
Hare Krishna. हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी.
हरे कृष्ण.
एक एक भक्त कैसे जाएगा भगवत धाम? वो आधा दिन भजन करते, जप करते, आधा दिन सो जाते, मंगल आरती नहीं आते, फिर आधा दिन कहां दूर से भाग जाते, ऐसा करते, फिर भी मंदिर छोड़ के चला जाते, फिर वो ये खाते जो मछली मटन खाते. अच्छा, ये भक्त के जाएगा भगवत धाम?
आपका विचार क्या है?
मैं तो वही सोच रहा है ना, वो कैसा जाएगा?
नहीं, क्या विचार है आपका, जाएगा कि नहीं जाएगा?
वही तो बात है ना, जाएगा कि नहीं, जब मैं किसे मालूम ही नहीं.
मालूम नहीं आपको?
कैसा, आप बताइए ना. आप मैंने आप बोलिए कि कैसा जाएगा ये.
मैं बताया प्रवचन में, एक भक्त है, थोड़ा समय भी बराबर ध्यान नहीं देगा, वो भक्ति में गिरने का चांसेस है. तुम पूरा दिन नहीं ध्यान देगा तो क्या करेगा वो? जैसा मैं प्रवचन में बताया था, चित्रकेतु अभी तो भगवत धाम जाने के लिए पूरा योग्यता हो गया उनका. उनका कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं था, भगवान को सामने सामने मिल लिया है. अनंत देव का सामने सामने मिला है. जैसा भगवान को कोई सामने सामने देख सकता है, उनको भगवत धाम जाने के लिए परमानेंट वीजा मिल गया है. उनको कोई रुका नहीं सकता है, कोई रुका नहीं सकता है. फिर भी चित्रकेतु उसका भाग एक अपराध कर दिया. शिव जी का जैसा पार्वती और शिव जी उधर बैठा था, उन्होंने हंसी उठाया, हा 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 कर दिया, अरे बोल हो गया. ये कितना कहा, एक पूरा दिन भी हा हा नहीं किया, हा हा उतना ही किया. काली 2-3 सेकंड को किया होगा, मालूम नहीं है, थोड़ा सा सोच सकता है कितना हंसेगा. ऑलरेडी तो पार्वती गुस्सा हो गया, असल तो बंद करना पड़ेगा. तो इतना ही किया, अटेंशन, इन अटेंटिव, इतना ही किया. उनको भगवत धाम जाने के लिए परमानेंट वीजा था, उसको टेम्पररली कैंसिल किया जाए, उसको विथड्रॉवल कर दिया. अरे भाई क्या हो गया, अपराध हो गया थोड़ा सा. तो एक व्यक्ति भगवत धाम जाने के लिए तैयार है, उनको भी इतना थोड़ा सा गलती हो सकता है तो वो जा नहीं पाता है. अब पूरा दिन बैठ के सोते रहेगा, किधर जाएगा? आधा दिन में बहुत बड़ा कीर्तन कर दिया, बाकी आधा दिन में सोएगा, ठीक है, भागवत धाम तो नहीं जा सकता है, ब्रह्मचारी आश्रम तक जा सकता है। ब्रह्मचारी आश्रम में रहने के लिए मौका मिलेगा, इधर रहने के लिए मौका मिलेगा, ठीक है। भागवत धाम जाने का विचार है तो भूल जाना, भागवत धाम जाने का मतलब है हमारा पूरा 100% कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस होना मांगता है। अभी हम 100% कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस नहीं होएगा, फिर इधर ही रहना पड़ेगा। आप बोलेगा मंदिर को भी छोड़ देगा, फिर मांस मटन खाएगा, वो किधर जाएगा? नीचे जाएगा।
नेक्स्ट लाइफ क्या, इसको मनुष्य जन्म मिलेगा ना फिर कौन जन्म मिलेगा?
कोई गारंटी नहीं है, कोई गारंटी नहीं मिलेगा। आप भक्ति करेगा, चार नियम पालन करेगा, हरे कृष्णा जप करेगा, 16 माला करेगा, मनुष्य जन्म मिलेगा, ठीक है। बट मांस मटन खाने के लिए जाएगा तो किधर मिलेगा? चार नियम तो तोड़ दिया, उनको नहीं मिलेगा। आप मंदिर में रहेगा, कीर्तन करेगा, आधा दिन कीर्तन करेगा, आधा दिन सोएगा, एक ही चीज गारंटी दे सकता है, मनुष्य जन्म मिलेगा बस, वापस वो गारंटी रहेगा। भागवत धाम जाने का तो भूल जाना पड़ेगा। भागवत धाम जाने के लिए पूरा हमारा चेतना शुद्ध होना मांगता है। चेतो दर्पण मार्जनम बहुमहा दावा, चेतना को शुद्ध करना ही बहुत बड़ा काम है। वो चेतना को शुद्ध करने के लिए क्या क्या कर सकते हैं? हम कर सकते हैं, करो, जप करो, बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन करो, सो, 6 घंटे सोने का कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है, आधा दिन सोएगा तो प्रॉब्लम हो जाएगा। और जो भी कर सकते करो भगवत भक्ति में, बट सोच ऐसा होना चाहिए, कैसा मेरा कॉन्शियसनेस, मेरा चेतना कैसा शुद्ध होगा? मेरा शुद्ध नहीं है। क्यों शुद्ध नहीं है? 10 दिन में चित्रकेतु का इतना हुआ, हमको हो नहीं रहा है, 10 साल तक क्या कुछ हुआ नहीं है, तो फिर सीरियस होना मांगता है, कुछ तो मेरे को करना चाहिए। सो वो जैसा शुद्ध हो जाता है, वो अपना आप से मालूम पड़ जाता है अंदर से, कैसे अपना कॉन्शियसनेस हमेशा भगवान का चरण में ही होता है, वो अपना आप से मालूम पड़ जाएगा। जैसे हम खाता है, खाते खाते मालूम पड़ जाता है पेट भर गया कि नहीं, कोई आके सर्टिफिकेट देगा, मेरे को लग रहा है आपका पेट भरा नहीं है अभी, अरे भाई भर गया यार, नहीं नहीं भरा नहीं, खाओ, क्या कहेगा? वो खुद बोलता है भर गया, आप जाके बोले उनको भरा नहीं। जैसा अपना पेट भर गया कि नहीं हमको मालूम पड़ जाता है, जैसा भक्ति मार्ग में हम आगे बढ़ते हैं, हमको अपना आपसे अंदर से मालूम पड़ता है कुछ तो हो रहा है, कुछ नहीं हो रहा है मतलब थोड़ा तो उठना चाहिए, अभी सो रहा है हम लोग, थोड़ा उठना चाह रहे, क्या हो रहा है, कुछ हो नहीं रहा। तो भक्ति में, भक्ति करना शुरू करना बहुत ईजी है, कंप्लीट करने में थोड़ा ज्यादा ताकत लगाना पड़ेगा। कोई प्रभुपद ने बोला, प्लीज कम चैंट हरे कृष्णा, डांस, टेक प्रसाद, यू आर इन कृष्ण कांड। अरे अच्छा है, वो तो बिगिनिंग के लिए है, बोलते रहेगा, प्रभुपद ने बोल दिया है मेरे को, कम एंड डांस एंड चैंट, देन आई ऑलरेडी केम टू टेम्पल, आई ऑलरेडी डांस वेरी मच, आई टुक प्रसाद, बाद में सो जाएगा, ठीक है। It is better than somebody who is rotting in the material world outside. To encourage the person who is rotting in the material world, he can give some, you know, attractive things. But Bhagavad Dham jaane ke liye Prabhupada ji bhi bataya na, you have to chant attentively also, he said, you know, that you have to do. Inattentively chanting, kuch hoega nahi. Life after life also you chant inattentively, nothing will happen. So one has to get up. Yes. I have to chant attentively. Chant offenselessly. Simple, one small offense, he has fallen down. So if one wants to make sure that he doesn't want to fall down, he wants to go back home, back to Godhead, utmost care is required. It's not a joke. Devotional service is not a joke, by the way. It's not a, hobby. Sometimes I do. It's like, what are the hobbies? Driving, photography, and chanting Hare Krishna. Sometimes I like it. ठीक है, it's better than something else. But then at the end of the day, भगवत धाम जाने का करके गोल रहेगा ना, ये थोड़ा सीरियस बिजनेस है। Back to Godhead going is so easy हो जाएगा तो क्या वैल्यू है? Something which is most valuable, you have to put some hard work, you know. You don't get something most valuable by just lying down on the street. Only thing most valuable very easily can get is Hare Krishna Mahamantra by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is most valuable, but we got it very easily. That's the only thing you can get it. Other thing, nothing you'll get it. But then, once you got it, you'll have to carefully handle it. If you don't handle it, you'll lose it.
Prabhu Hare Krishna, भगवान का धाम पहुंचने का बहुत मुश्किल है. आपका लेक्चर सुनने के बाद मुझे ऐसा लगा है.
ऐसा लगा?
नहीं नहीं, सुनिए.
क्यों लगा?
नहीं नहीं,
बहुत इजी भी है. उल्टा बोलने, ठीक है बोलिए.
नहीं, अगर हम सोचते हैं कि हमको भगवान का धाम नहीं जाने का, इधर ही से भगवान का सेवा करके पड़ा रहने का, क्या नुकसान है इसमें?
आपको इधर ही रहने का है?
मैं भगवान का सेवा करके रहने का है.
भगवान का सेवा करते रहेगा आप? भगवान का सेवा करते रहेगा, भगवान आपकी आपको बोलेगा चलो मेरे साथ, क्या करेगा?
तो जाएगा.
अच्छा, तो भगवान आने तक रुकेगा? भगवत धाम जाना है, ये ऐसा लगता है मुश्किल करके. मुश्किल नहीं है, इजी एक्चुअली. इट इज नॉट अ डिफिकल्ट थिंग, बट वी मेक इट डिफिकल्ट. द प्रोसेस बाय इटसेल्फ इज नॉट डिफिकल्ट, बट बिकॉज ऑफ अवर इनएबिलिटी टू हैंडल इट, वी मेक इट डिफिकल्ट. आप समझ लीजिए, यू रेड भगवत गीता. Krishna says, Sarvadharman Parityajya Maam Ekam Saranam. Yes, I want to surrender to Krishna. You came. Idha tak to pahuncha. Then you say that I want to chant Hare Krishna, vagera vagera. Then, initiation diya gaya. Bola, chike, chant Hare Krishna attentively, without offenses. While doing that, we are not doing it properly. Not attentively chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And then, नींद आता है? मन नहीं लगता है. मन किस में लगता है? नहीं नहीं, मन तो किसी में लगेगा ना. तो मन हरे कृष्ण में नहीं लगता है, दूसरा किसी में लगता होगा? माइंड. इसके लिए तो भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ने बोला ना, चप्पल. चप्पल है कि नहीं आपके पास? आप एक काम करना, जब भी मन नहीं लगता है, चप्पल ब्रूमस्टिक दोनों बाद में रखना. भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती बोला सुबह चप्पल, शाम को ब्रूमस्टिक. जब भी वो नॉर्मल लोगों के लिए, तो नॉर्मल नहीं है, दोनों हाथ में चप्पल ब्रूमस्टिक, दोनों हाथ में बांधना. ये मन का प्रॉब्लम है. द माइंड इज टेकिंग यू अवे फ्रॉम कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस. ये माइंड इज टेलिंग दैट, अरे भाई क्या चैंटिंग कर रहे हैं, कुछ मिला नहीं. चित्रकेतु को 10 दिन में मिल गया, अभी 10 साल हो गया कुछ मिला नहीं. अरे दूसरा कुछ करो, अच्छा से कुछ मिलेगा माल पानी. दूसरा कुछ मिलेगा तो कुछ तो मिलेगा. अभी तो इधर पड़ा है, उनको कुछ चाहिए, साइन लेना पड़ता है, साइन करने वाला करता नहीं है, क्या है झंझट. चलो दूसरा कुछ करो, अपने आप से कुछ भी कर सकते हैं. माइंड इज टेलिंग, हम सोचते हैं ये तो ठीक लग रहा है, कुछ कुछ तो करना पड़ेगा. सो वी इंस्टेड ऑफ putting our effort in cleansing our consciousness, we are adding more dirt to that already dirty place. Our process is supposed to cleanse the consciousness, whereas by being engaged with all kinds of kama, lobha, madha, matsarya, envy, are wo kyun aisa kar rahe hai. In the devotional service also one can be doing it materially. It is not that envy is existing only outside. इधर भी रह सकता है. वो क्या है, वो आगे बढ़ रहा है, थोड़ा खींचो उनको पैर को आगे. हमारा आगे क्यों से जा रहा है? अरे उनको वो सब मिला है, हमको नहीं मिला है, कैसा करना है? अरे हम इतना साल में इधर है, मेरे को जो बोलेगा वही होना पड़ेगा. ये सब बाई प्रोडक्ट्स, काम, लोभ, मद, मत्सर्य. चैंटिंग हरे कृष्णा 16 राउंड, बाकी समय पर इसमें सब मन लग जाएगा, किधर पहुंचेगा? सो प्रोसेस इज वेरी सिंपल एक्चुअली, वेरी सिंपल, एंड इट इज मेड कॉम्प्लिकेटेड बाय अस एंड अवर माइंड, अवर सेंसेस. सो ए डिवोटी हू इज सीरियस टू ओवरकम दैट, ही विल कीप द चप्पल एंड ब्रूमस्टिक वेरी नेक्स्ट टू हिम. जब भी माइंड विल कम एंड टेल दैट वाई इज गोइंग अहेड, यू बीट विद द चप्पल, व्हाट इज योर प्रॉब्लम? Let him go ahead. Whatever speed we can go. Suppose somebody is going in the Mercedes car, you are going in the bike, you don't worry about who is going in the Mercedes car. Let him go. But you should see that you are also going in the destination, that's all. So we have to train our mind. Manakku siksha dena padega. We have to control our mind. We have to control our senses. If we can do that, easiest process. Compared to, wait, I will take further comments from you.
Yes,
compared to Ashtanga yoga practice. Malume kya karna hai? Itna easy nahi hai. Ashtanga yoga. Wo shuru karne ke liye qualification lagta hai. Udhar bhi control karna padta hai senses ko. Dhyan karne mein itna mushkil padta hai. Even if you catch the glimpse of the Supreme Lord one moment, you may even lose it immediately. Bahut mushkil ka kaam hai. Prabhupada writes, there is no need for practicing all these things. Chanting Hare Krishna is much easier than doing all those things. So in that way, it's the easiest process. And our inability to surrender to Krishna, our inability to beat our mind with the shoes and chappal is what is making the process appearing to be difficult. Appearing to be difficult. It is not. If you can overcome that, easy. Yes.
Prabhuji, man ne itna beshermi hai, aap chappal se maro, jhado se maro, wo nahi sunega. Lekin mere paas ek uska solution hai, ki mai inka samne khada rehta hu, inke paas ek chappal aur jhado deta hu, aur mera man ko maro, shayad wo sun jayega.
Aapka man ko aap hi maar sakte, wo nahi maar sakte, malum hai? Aapka sharir ko wo maar sakte, man ko nahi maar sakte. Aap galat samajh liya. Ye chappal hai na, ये चप्पल रियल चप्पल नहीं है, ये सटल चप्पल है. ये झाड़ू है, ये झाड़ू नहीं है, ये सटल झाड़ू है. ये मन को मारने का चीज अपना चप्पल से झाड़ू से नहीं होगा. दूसरा आदमी आपको नहीं मार सकता है, आप ही मारना पड़ेगा आपको मन को, क्योंकि दूसरा आदमी आपका मन का कुछ कर नहीं सकता है. क्या क्या मन को क्या है कंट्रोल करने के लिए? ये झाड़ू मत लेना, ये झाड़ू रखो याद करने के लिए. ये झाड़ू को रखने का झाड़ू है करेगी, जब भी मारने के समय पर ये झाड़ू काम को नहीं आएगा. तुम्हारा सटल क्या करना मांगता है मालूम है ना? दिस इज, आपने बोला मन बहुत बेश्रम है, ये बेश्रम है एक्चुअली. कितना भी मारो सुनता नहीं है. सम एक बात है, सपोज आप सोचेगा, मन सोचता है, मन क्या सोचता है? देखो वो डिवोटी है, वो डिवोटी मेरा बाद में आया, वो क्यों आगे बढ़ रहा है मेरे से? मैं तो उनसे सीनियर है, तो मैं आगे होना चाहिए. मैं नहीं हो रहा हूं, वो आगे बढ़ रहा है, ये क्या बात है? मन में सोचता है ना, मन में सोचता है. अभी क्या करना पड़ेगा उसको? अभी मारने का झाड़ू से. कौन सा झाड़ू? ये झाड़ू नहीं काम का आएगा. मन में उसको बोलना चाहिए, तुम वो आगे बढ़ने से तुमको क्या होता है? यू हैव टू मेक दिस इज द होल प्रॉब्लम स्टार्ट्स विद ईगो. फॉल्स ईगो, फॉल्स ईगो, फॉल्स ईगो मीन्स आइडेंटिफाइंग विद द बॉडी. ठीक है, देन यू हैव टू टेल इन योर माइंड यू आर ए रास्कल माइंड. दे लो, शिक्षा ले लो. यू थिंक दैट इज कि मेरा बाद में आया, मेरा जूनियर है. तुम किधर सीनियर बन गया? प्रीवियस लाइफ टाइम में तुम तो, यू हैव ऑलरेडी फेल्ड टू गो बैक होम बैक टू गार्डन. यू आर अ रास्कल फेलो. बिकॉज ऑफ यू आई फेल्ड टू गो बैक होम बैक टू गार्डन. इन द लास्ट लाइफ टाइम ओनली आई वुड हैव गॉन बैक टू गार्डन. बिकॉज यू आर डिस्टर्बिंग मी दैट नो आई एम सीनियर एट द टाइम. आई वॉज सो मच पोसेस्ड विथ माई सीनियरिटी. देन कृष्णा सेड अगेन टेक बर्थ इन हरे कृष्णा लैंड. इधर आ गया, अभी फिर भी मेरे को खींच रहा है, क्यों? देख चुप, आगे बढ़ने दो. तो ये माइंड को सटल मारना पड़ता है, ईगो को निकालना है. यू हैव टू कन्विंस योरसेल्फ दैट दिस इज रॉन्ग. आई एम नॉट दिस बॉडी. आई एम ओनली सीइंग इन दिस लाइफ टाइम. दिस वन इज जूनियर, दिस वन इज सीनियर. प्रीवियस लाइफ टाइम आई एम नॉट सीइंग. यू रास्कल माइंड, व्हाई डोंट यू सी द प्रीवियस लाइफ? You are a rascal in such a way that because of you, I failed to go back home, back to God. Otherwise, I would have gone back to God a last lifetime only. So, chup rehne ka bhi. Ye maare uska. Ye jaadu lakki idhar maare ga toh, phir doctor ka paas lakki jana padega, humko bill bharna padega. Aisa mat lakki aane, koi bill nahi lakki aane ga. Ye maara. सटल से ब्रूम से मारने का, ग्रास ब्रूम नहीं है ये, मन का ब्रूम अलग है, मन का चप्पल से मारने का. यू हैव टू इंसल्ट द माइंड सेइंग दैट यू आर अ रास्कल, बिकॉज ऑफ यू आई एम इन ट्रबल, डोंट ट्रबल मी मोर, ये करना पड़ेगा. तो ये काम है ना, आपका बाजू वाला नहीं कर सकता है, आप ही करना पड़ेगा. तो उनका मत बोलना, वो उनका हाथ में बड़ा काम है उनका मन को संभालने के लिए, उनका क्यों डिस्टर्ब दे रहे हैं आप, उनको भी संभालना पड़ेगा ना, वो अपना मन को संभालेगा.
प्रभु हरे कृष्णा, इफ टाइम परमिट्स आई हैव अ स्मॉल क्वेश्चन.
टाइम इज नॉट परमिटिंग, व्हाट शुड आई डू, गो अहेड.
सी इन द कोर्स ऑफ बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन, सपोज सी डिवोटीज नो दैट devotees are not interested in material opulences, even though Vishnu or Krishna is prepared to give them, they are not interested. But in the course of book distribution, suppose we tell the people that, you know, if you worship Krishna or Vishnu, all your desires will be fulfilled. Are we speaking the truth or are we misleading them?
You are speaking the truth because you are telling what our acharyas have said, what the scripture is telling. But you will have to put one star and say that conditions apply, then you are safe. You are telling the truth, but there are conditions. So you have to fulfill the conditions. So you desire for Krishna, Krishna can give unlimitedly. Not a problem. Conditions are there. Fine print you have to read. If they come and say that you didn't tell me the truth, you didn't read the fine prints, you know, conditions apply, you are not fulfilling the conditions. That's all.
Hare Krishna.
Grantharaj, Srimad. Okay. You have a question? Okay. किसी को भूख, किसना लोग का भूख लगता है बंद कर.
हरे कृष्ण, यू टॉकिंग अबाउट दैट सेंसेस आर लाइक वेनमस सर्पेंट्स, सो इन दैट केस लाइक इट बिकम्स वेरी एविडेंट इफ देर इज सम फेलियर दैट स्नेक बाइट्स एंड देन यू कम टू सेंसेस, बट इन टर्म्स ऑफ अवर केस that disaster is not so huge, so we don't come to know that we are having some trouble or inattention. So how we...
This is the time for introspection. When you see that, okay, over a period of time, I have performed devotional service, and how much I am attached to Krishna, how much I am attached to Maya. So when you make a balance sheet, when you see that, I'm not very much getting attached to Krishna, what's happening? Then when you see, analyze yourself, go into details, what is the problem? When you say, oh, I got attracted to this, oh, this one has taken away from Krishna consciousness. So it is by self-analysis, one can come to know that, when the progress is not there, maybe because of something, then you yourself will see that, actually, I was always, envious of this person. And it resulted in committing offenses. And this, because of the offenses, I'm not able to chant, properly. I'm not able to progress. So this is one of the causes. Let me rectify that. When you see that something is happening better, then you know that, hey, I got the problem. I'm getting a solution for the problem. So it is by honestly trying to analyze one's own activity. One has to be honest. If you think, no, everything I am doing is all right only, you will never be able to know what's happening. So one has to do. Take away oneself from the position and see that, analyze himself. Very difficult. Self-analysis is a very difficult task. Because self-analysis means you may have to admit your mistake, which we are not generally used to. Generally we are used to finding mistake with others, finding everything all right with me. We are generally used to. On the other hand, if you have to say that, what is my mistake? It's a very difficult task. Unless somebody is serious enough, you will not be able to get to that. Self-analysis. Very difficult. Yes, last question.
Hare Krishna. I'm sorry it's already late. But I have some relevance. But pehla jo Prabhu ne bola hai, to seva karne ke liye bhakt ko. And actually it is a big philosophy. To seva the bhakta is much more better, because in the East there is a famous Vaishnava preacher, Sri Shankardeva. He said, I want to be with the bhakta. I want bhakta ko mereko seva karna hai. Mukti I don't want. I want with them, I want to help them to reach you. So in fact, that is a big philosophy what the Prabhu said. So would you like to say anything on
that? There is nothing wrong in serving the devotee as long as the